sure you want to play? Well, times got hard and I got down on my luck. And I got tired of just roaming and bumming around. So I started thumbing back to my old hometown. I made quite a few miles in the first couple of days, and sure, I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. The third night I got stranded. There was a cold, lonely crossroads, and the rain was pouring down. And I was hungry, tired, and freezing. And in fact, I done caught a chill when the lights of an old semi atop the hill. Boy, you should have seen me smile when I heard them air brakes come on. I climbed up into that cab where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man, must have weighed 210. Stuck out a big hand, said with a grin, Big Joe's name. Their race called Phantom 309. Well, I asked him why I call his rig such a name. He said, my son, this here rig will put them all to shame. Cause there ain't a driver on this or any other line, for that matter, that seen nothing but the taillights of Big Joe and Phantom 309. We rode and talked, better part of the night. The lights of a truck stop rolled into sight. He said, I'm sorry, son, but this is just as far as you go. You see, I gotta be making a turn just up the road. And he tossed me a dime as he threw her in low and said, have a hot cup of coffee, old Big Joe. When Joe and his rig pulled off into the night, nothing flat, it was clean out of sight. And I walked into the old stop, ordered me up a cup of mud, saying, Big Joe sent this dude up. And it got so deathly quiet in that place, you could have heard a pin drop. The waiter's face turned kind of pale, and I said, well, what's the matter? Did I say something wrong? I kind of said with a halfway grin. He said, no, son, it'll happen every now and then. See, every driver in here knows Big Joe. Let me tell you what happened just 10 years ago. Out there at that cold, lonely crossroads, Flag Joe down, there's a whole busload of kids just coming from school. Well, they were right in the middle when Joe topped the hill and could have been slaughtered, except Joe turned his wheels, jackknife, went into a skid. Gave his life to save that bunch of kids. So out there at that cold, lonely crossroads was the end of the line for Big Joe and Fam 309. But every now and then, just like you, some hitchhiker could be coming by and Joe would stop and give you a ride. Must be cold. Have yourself another cup of coffee on the house. I want you to keep that dime. Keep it as a souvenir. Big Joe.